Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, as furnaces are switched on for the season, some Iowans may be a bit leery of looming utility bills, but industry officials say supplies of natural gas are plentiful as we head into November. Chris McGill with the American Gas Association said the U.S. Department of Energy's winter fuels outlook bodes well for the season ahead.
We're looking at a combination of abundant domestic gas production, healthy storage levels of gas ready to be brought in when the weather gets cold. And we're looking, we think, at relatively mild temperatures, which will make for a little change in consumers' gas bills this winter compared to last year.
McGill says he's heard projections about the winter ahead that range from mild to brutal.
Even the brutal one is saying that compared to last year, it should be maybe a little bit warmer than it was. So the weather, unless there's a specific event that occurs, should not play much of a factor in impacting gas bills to the customer.
McGill says while the supplies are plentiful now, that wasn't the case in the 1970s when there was a 40-year supply of natural gas. People started to conserve, insulate their homes, and buy fuel-efficient furnaces. Without conservation, he says, we would be in much worse shape.
We're now looking at a 100-year supply of gas. So instead of natural gas being a bridge fuel to renewables, we're looking at gas as foundation fuel. We can be used at the residential, commercial, industrial, and electric utility level, and now we're moving into the transportation as well.
McGill said, had consumers not conserved 40 years ago, we would be paying $600 a year more for natural gas service. News time is 8:02.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Ricky, what in the world are you doing?
Crystal, I'm getting ready for tailgate season by combining two of America's pastimes, country music and football. I just wish there was a way I could conveniently take my TV with me while tailgating.
I can't help you with your singing, but I do have a solution for your TV issue. With Dish Network's Tailgater, a portable, fully automatic HD antenna which allows you to be watching the pregame show within minutes of pulling into the parking lot, with no alignment necessary. All you need is the Tailgater with the appropriate receiver, and you'll be the go-to person for all the highlights on game day.
That's exactly what I need, so I'll be the man on game day.
Now, Ricky, there's only one place this season to get a Dish Network for your home and the Tailgater for your RV at the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or check us out on Facebook.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The Iowa Utilities Board is encouraging low-income Iowans to check into the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, otherwise known as LIHEAP. Board spokesman Rob Hillisland says that LIHEAP provides some monetary help with heating bills, and it can also provide protection if you fall behind on your bill.
Customers that are certified as eligible in the program will receive protections from service disconnection beginning November 1st, 2011, and running through April 1st of 2012.
The protection against having your heat turned off is a safety measure for the cold months.
The IUB very strongly encourages all LIHEAP certified customers to continue paying as much as possible towards their utility bills through the winter months, especially since if we have a very cold winter that those bills can really pile up. And the financial assistance that may be received from the LIHEAP program will only pay for a portion of the customer's winter heating bills.
He says if you get too far behind, you may face disconnection of your utilities in the spring.
After April 1st, then those customers will be subject to disconnection if they're not able to pay any amounts that have accumulated during the winter months.
There are some income guidelines that determine who is eligible for LIHEAP.
The best thing that people can do is find out where their nearest community action program agency is, and they will have applications, and those applications can be filled out and returned to the CAP agencies. If customers don't know where their local CAP agency is, they may call their local utility.
He says you can also check with the Department of Human Rights. Hillisland says customers who qualify for LIHEAP are also eligible for the Home Weatherization Program, which helps people improve the energy efficiency of their homes. You can find out more details about the LIHEAP and weather assistance programs online at www.dcaa.iowa.gov. In area news, plans for the Christmas and Atlantic celebration are getting underway, with the nominations for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Electra Scrooge contest having been announced on Friday. The games begin November the 1st. Megan Roberts, executive director of the Atlantic Chamber, says in the Electra Scrooge contest, everyone is a winner. The participants always have fun, the food pantry gets a large donation, and the community truly supports this holiday time of giving a hand up to those in need. Scrooge candidates raise funds and non-perishable items for the Atlantic Food Pantry from November 1st to December 2nd, and the Scrooge who races the most serves as the Grand Marshal in the Lighted Christmas Parade on December the 3rd in downtown Atlantic. Candidates for the 2011 Scrooge Contest include Aaron Siggins with the Atlantic Hy-Vee Store, Janet Kappel from Kappel's Ace Hardware, Nancy Fredrickson with Geis Perry Jewelry, Brad Pierbolt with Pierbolt Chiropractic, and Karen Nelson from the Handbag Ranch. Each candidate will accept donations at their listed businesses, and many have special promotions in the works. $1 or one non-perishable item equals a vote for a Scrooge candidate. For more information, you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017 or email thechamber@atlanticiowa.com. Elsewhere in the area news, an accident early Saturday morning in northwest Missouri claimed the lives of three people, including a current student at and an alum of Southwestern Community College in Creston. The Missouri State Patrol said the crash occurred around 2:15 a.m. Saturday, about 1/2 mile east of Hopkins, Missouri. A pickup driven by 22-year-old Scott Woods of Hopkins ran off the road, overturned, and caught fire. Woods refused treatment at the scene. Three passengers in the vehicle were killed. Two passengers suffered serious injuries, while another had only minor injuries. None of the seven people in the pickup were wearing their seatbelts. Those who died in the crash were identified as 21-year-old Joshua Bix and 22-year-old Benjamin McIntyre, both of Hopkins, and 18-year-old Crystal Ulrich of Lakeview, Iowa. Now, Bix graduated from Southwestern Community College in Creston, where Ulrich was a freshman volleyball player. Authorities in Page County say a Shenandoah man was arrested Sunday on a burglary charge following an investigation into an accident, which occurred over the weekend. According to Shenandoah Police, 22-year-old Jonathan Million was arrested Sunday morning on charges of theft and burglary in the third degree. Million was being held in the Page County Jail in Clarinda on $2,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs say two persons got away with an undetermined amount of cash following a robbery late last night at a convenience store. Two white men entered the come-and-go store at 154 Bennett Avenue in Council Bluffs just after 11 p.m. and demanded money from the clerk. The men, armed with a baseball bat and a mechanic's hammer, were said to have been in their 20s. The clerk was not injured in the robbery. One of the suspects wore a black coat, blue jeans, white tennis shoes, and a black ski mask. He's about 5'11", weighing 200 pounds. The second suspect also wore a black coat and blue jeans. He also wore black shoes and had a black bandana over his face. He was about 5'11", and weighed about 170 pounds. Anyone with information about the robbery is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports a Creston woman was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop on Highway 25. 52-year-old Renee Michelle Scott was driving a 1993 Dodge Dakota pickup when she was pulled over at around 2:30 p.m. for not having plates on the vehicle and for having a cracked windshield. Scott was charged with driving while suspended and brought to the Adams County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said over the weekend no injuries were reported following an SUV that hit a bridge railing Saturday morning southeast of Coburg. According to the sheriff's report, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call around 8:10 a.m. Saturday about an abandoned vehicle which had collided with the bridge railing on G Avenue. That was about three-quarters of a mile south of 270th Street. An investigation determined 19-year-old Tasha Treat of Red Oak was driving a 2003 Jeep Liberty north on G Avenue when the SUV left the road and hit the bridge railing, causing $8,000 damage to the Jeep and about $3,000 damage to the bridge railing and related signs. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Saturday a Cass County teen was arrested late last week near Elliott. 16-year-old Brandon Dwayne Clark of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 11:45 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop on Highway 48 and Kirkwood Avenue. The vehicle Clark was in was being sought following an incident involving an alleged assault earlier that same evening in Red Oak. Clark was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and brought to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, where he was processed and later released to the custody of a parent. Taking a look at our world headlines of this hour, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the damage the weekend snowstorm has caused to utilities in his state is worse than the destruction caused by Hurricane Irene in August. About 400,000 homes and businesses are still without electricity in New Jersey, and more than 2 million throughout the Northeast. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain plans to make several appearances in Washington today following a report that he was twice accused of sexually harassing female employees while he was the head of the National Restaurant Association in the 1990s. Cain's campaign is accusing Politico of spreading rumors that never stood up to the facts. Iran's foreign minister says reports of U.S. plans to build up the military presence in other Mideastern countries after pulling out of Iraq show a lack of rationality and prudence. The U.S. has long worried about Iranian meddling in Iraq's government after the U.S. military leaves at the end of the year. Washington is considering putting more forces in Kuwait to bolster its presence in the region. And the U.N.'s refugee agency says three of its employees are among the five people killed in a suicide bombing today in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. A police official said the attacker drove a truck filled with explosives to a checkpoint near a compound that houses UN and international aid groups. News time is 8:11.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store. Store 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
In our funeral announcements, Delmar Jacob Michaels, age 84, of Portsmouth, died Thursday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Delmar Michaels will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alberta Parker, age 85, of Panora and formerly of the Jamaica and Dawson areas, died Thursday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Alberta Parker's wishes were to be cremated and no services are planned. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Jeff Allen Quist, age 34, of Harlan, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jeff Quist will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Terry Buckner, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Terry Buckner are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jim Muherder, age 64, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Jim Muherder are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dale Fiesel, age 84, of Bridgewater, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Dale Fiesel will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. There is no visitation. That is a check of our news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.